This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Drivers in downtown Liverpool will soon encounter another three-way stop on Main Street. The changes are being made at the intersection of Main and Old Portmatoon Road, commonly known as Cameron's Corner. In response to concerns from residents and councillors about safety in the area, the region's traffic authority plans to turn it into an all-way stop. Another busy intersection, the three-way stop at Main and Market Streets, has been the scene of many close calls between pedestrians and motorists over the years. A report prepared by consultants CBCL in June 2024 suggested a different option at Cameron's Corner. It recommended that that area of Main Street be turned into a throughfare with a stop sign on Old Portmatoon Road. They also suggested narrowing the East Main Street approach and realigning parts of the intersection. The intersection is a busy one. It has one stop sign on Main Street at the eastbound approach, but the traffic coming from Old Portmatoon Road has the right of way. The consultant said that it's more intuitive for drivers on Main Street to have the right of way. Adam Grant is the Region of Queen's Director of Infrastructure. He's also the municipality's traffic authority. He told councillors at their regular meeting last week that the changes suggested by the consultants would cost about $120,000, an expense not included in this year's operating budget. Grant said that that part of Main Street is going to be turned into a three-way stop anyway, with the planned work on the $21 million Mount Pleasant Services extension at the other end of Main. And CBCL's other recommendations for realigning the intersection will be included.
The intention is once it's converted to an all-way stop, it would stay an all-way stop in perpetuity unless it was determined through further analysis that it wasn't necessary and that it could be reverted to a one-way stop control.
Councillors can make suggestions to the traffic authority, but traffic changes are an administrative matter. Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR that with the water and sewer upgrades planned with the Mount Pleasant work next year, some of the consultants' ideas will be incorporated anyway.
And I think it's a good piece of decision making not to rip up and change that sidewalk to then next year rip it up when we're replacing the water and sewer through there. So we'll alter with the recommendations from the CBCL report. We'll make those alterations to the curb when we do the water sewer work.
Grant told councillors that Cameron's Corner will be turned into an all-way stop this fall with appropriate signage to give drivers advance notice of an upcoming stop. He said the region will also let people know through social media in the next few weeks. That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.